Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 206.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
You know something? Accidents can happen to your Shopify store. Maybe you installed an app and it messed up your theme, or a store collaborator deleted product images by mistake. The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong. The truth is, they don't. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. The Rewind app should be the first thing you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or even collaborators gone bad. It's honestly like having your very own magic undo button. And it's trusted by over 100,000 businesses, from side hustles to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade and Movement Watches. It's even a Shopify Plus certified app partner, which means it has the reliability, security, and privacy you need to protect your brand. Install the Rewind app today and respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Enjoy peace of mind with Rewind Backups. Find it in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 205-ish episodes. A lot of amazing partners in the Shopify ecosystem, a lot of the problems they're solving for Shopify brands, and some offers and details. So go check them out, ecommercefastlane.com, and you can go to the podcast section. Now, today's episode is actually an encore recording. My guest is Eric, and he's the co-founder of a company called Stilio Apps. And what they are is they're a company most known for this wildly popular app called ReConvert. Now, ReConvert, what it is, it's an app that helps merchants to generate more revenue by implementing one-click upsell funnels that are integrated into the Shopify checkout. It also includes a drag and drop interface for the thank you page, and they offer up to 16 widgets. I know it keeps growing. They connect to a lot of other technologies in the Shopify ecosystem. You can drag and drop things right into the thank you page, and we'll talk about why the thank you page is so important and why people go there and the benefits of what ReConvert can do. It's a great conversation. I can guarantee you there's going to be a ton of learnings. At the end of the day, it's all about how you can create more revenue from your existing customers. So it's really, really amazing. There's going to be an awesome, awesome exclusive listener-only bonus at the end too. So please make sure you listen through to the end. So hi, Eric. Welcome again to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, I had your sister on. I know she's co-founder of the company, and we had an amazing chat. I think it was episode 30, if I recall, but it was so interesting because I know that, you know, our time zones are different. You're in Tel Aviv. I'm here in Vancouver and British Columbia and Canada on the West Coast. So our time zones are massively different. Nighttime for you, morning for me. But it was interesting, that conversation I had with her was this neighbor's dog just kept barking and barking, and we had to pause the podcast numerous times. And she's like, I'm so sorry. It's like, it's not, you know, to close the window and hey, be quiet. But anyways, we finally got recorded and it was super fun, but we hacked it up a bit just to cut the dog noises out. But so glad that you're able to jump on this call today.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully today is going to be a little bit quieter. You know, that's when we started, so we were still working from either the parents' house or, you know, from different coffee places. Now things are looking a little more organized on our side.
Yeah,
so hopefully it's going to be better now.
Yeah, I love it. This is great. You know, episode 30, I think it was like early 2019, like pre-pandemic times, you know, about the 200 and, well, today's episode is 206. So yeah, a lot has happened both on this show, and I know a lot has happened with your company. So let's jump in a little bit about this and share with the audience about like, what is Reconvert? I know there's other apps, but I really want to focus today on Reconvert because it's kind of the signature plan that you have right now. What sort of problems is Reconvert solving? I'm thinking conversion and retention. Like, how is it helping brands today?
All right. So, yeah, first of all, a lot of change since the last time we've been on the show, but it started as a thank you page editor, a drag and drop editor. And the thing is, we started as merchants. So I actually needed something like that for my store. And back in the day, there were one of two options. You could either use thank you page editor that wasn't that good on Shopify. There were a bunch of apps that were doing that back in the day, but they didn't have any analytics. They weren't conversion focused. And the other way was to replace your checkout to a different checkout in order to enable one-click post-purchase offers. And every time I tried that back in the day, it used to cause a lot of issues because if you replace the Shopify checkout, usually any other checkout wouldn't perform the same. And you know, if they have other issues with their checkout, then your checkout crashes and a bunch of other integration issues and all of that. So I decided to build something for my own that is going to be native for the Shopify platform and that it's going to be done the right way, that is merchant friendly, which means not super technical, and that it's going to be conversion focused. So it's all about generating conversions, and conversions, it doesn't have to be just revenue. Of course, revenue is a massive part of it, but generating conversions means that you get more out of your customers. So you can either collect customer birthdays and then you can sync it to Klaviyo or SMS Bump or different autoresponders, or you know, do with it whatever you want. We also have an integration with Shopify Flow, or you can conduct post-purchase surveys to get some better understanding of your customers and better segment them. And you know, you can display different things like product recommendations, product upsells, different urgency timers and stuff like that. But yeah, it started as a thank you page drag and drop editor that we knew is going to be stable and is going to be supported by the platform. We never wanted to look elsewhere, so we looked just in Shopify, and that worked well for us. Now, since Shopify launched this new post-purchase page API, we worked really hard to really implement everything inside it, and we came up with a product that merchants love. I'm really proud of it. Released it a couple of months back now.
I'm excited to actually try that out. I know that the Reconvert product, many brands that are using it and they love it. And like I said, there are some drag and drop widgets and things on there. And we'll talk about the power of the thank you page in a minute and why people go there. But let's just talk about the origin story. I mean, you mentioned you were a merchant. You think, well, I'm going to build this thing. I mean, I'm just curious on how the pieces have come together. Like, let's talk about you and Ruth and just kind of like, it's great to be a merchant and it's great that you want to solve your own problems and build your own things, but then how did it come together that your sister came to be involved? And then how did you decide, hey, wait a second, maybe there's a wider appeal of creating a product that can be used by many entrepreneurs, not just for yourself?
All right, so it all started, I have zero technical background and I had zero e-commerce background. And back in 2015, one of my friends told me something in the lines of, dude, let's just open an online store. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we moved from Tel Aviv to Krakow for about 8 months. We launched our first brand. It was a boxing company, and we were dropshipping in a different business model than what most dropshippers do. We failed miserably for a long time, for about 2 to maybe 3 years. And then eventually in the 3rd year, we decided to take all the data we acquired and converted it to a different type of store with a more classical business model. And then things exploded really, really fast. And we grew the store from pretty much nothing to about $1 million a month in a few months. So things went really, really well. We were on Shopify Plus. And you know, from 3 years of dealing with the platform, you really understand the pain points and the missing parts of the platform as a merchant. So I built this list over these years of things that I wanted to do, you know, different apps that I thought could be built. I also always had this attraction to different apps. I used to keep talking to app founders and suggest new features and check out the app store all the time to see what's coming up, like new technologies. I spoke with Mike from SMS Bump a lot back in the day when they just launched. I spoke with Yoni from Lux a lot. Like, that was something that I used to do on a daily basis with Thoma from Ricard. So before I even started thinking about apps. And then, yeah, my sister also saw the success of the store back in the day, and she also opened her story. It was much smaller, obviously, but she also started generating sales and going through the process. At this point, I decided that dealing with logistics and all of that, I just didn't like it. It wasn't for me. So decided to sold my part of the business and told my sister, you know what, let's just build an app together. She had more technical background, so she told me, listen, it's complex, there are a lot of things we need to think about. And I'm like, no, you know, let's do it. So we started with a smaller app just to see that we understand the process. It's an app called Shipping Tags. It's still in the App Store, but we just wanted to make sure that we understand the process. Then came Reconvert, which was the product we knew that is going to be successful because we understood the pain point and we knew how well of a product it can be if it's built the right way. And from there, you know, things just moved on. And yeah, we're now at 35,000 active merchants and a little over 3,300 Shopify Plus merchants.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, it's such an amazing success story. But you know what? You always hear, you know, maybe the highlight reel only at the end and saying, oh, you know, look how successful they are in the store with 35,000 customers. But the reality is there's a lot going on to allow you to be where you're at today. And I just, kudos to you that you had the tenacity and to be able to stick with it and saying, hey, you know what, we're going to make a pivot as needed. But it's fantastic that you got Ruth involved. And then you still have this frontliner kind of, you still have this merchant empathy. And I really appreciate that. And I know you've always been open to discussing with merchants directly about, hey, like, what do you love or what do you dislike about our solution? And then, you know, not a public roadmap, but certainly understanding frustrations of brands and how can we help them elevate the whole customer experience. And so I think it's pretty amazing what you guys have built.
Thank you for that. Yeah, we do try to stay in direct communication with merchants at all times. Not only merchants, also agencies and people that works with a lot of brands. We try to be in direct communication with them, if it's through Slack or through our live chat channel 24/7, or, you know, just jumping on a demo here and there, just to make sure that directly us as the founders keep talking to merchants and understand new pain points. Because if you really look at it, I haven't been a merchant for the past few years. And things have changed a lot for Shopify as well. Shopify grew like crazy, especially during COVID. You know, things got nuts and things changed really, really fast. And things are still coming out all the time. So now my only way to stay connected with merchants is to talk to them. I can't guess what they need if they don't talk to me.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about just post-purchase experience in general, because I know if you go to the Shopify App Store or maybe even do a Google search, you're going to reveal, I think, some notable peers that maybe connect to Shopify and can really help merchants on the post-purchase side of their business. You know, there's a lot of customer experience applications and things that are available. And so I just was curious if you could share with our listeners today, like, how do you believe Reconvert has been intentional to maybe differentiate from others in the Shopify ecosystem?
First of all, yeah, there are a lot of awesome apps out there doing similar things. There are some major players out there doing great job. And I do encourage merchants to check out different solutions. I'm not sure that Reconvert would be the best fit. I don't know that because I'm not trying to differentiate myself from the competition. I'm trying to be the best I can be. We try to build the app in a way not necessarily unique compared to others, but just providing the best possible value for merchants. Obviously, we do look at competitors to try and understand what they do well and how can we improve all the time. But yeah, definitely, as merchant, I would check all the competitors and decide which one is the best for you. As for things that I think are unique for our apps, just in the way we built it, first would be, I think, the experience and the onboarding process. We really worked super hard to make sure that the onboarding process and getting started to use the app is as simple as it gets. So you can actually get started with a single click. The single click get a set of two post-purchase offers, including upsells and downsells, and a completely customized thank you page with multiple offers in a discount that is spread across the different offers to make sure that you save as much as you can on discounting and, you know, providing the best practices based on what we've learned from analyzing over 30,000 stores. So that's one thing that we do very well, I think. We worked very hard to build something we call Magic Designer. And what it does, basically, it's automatically withdrawing all the design settings from your theme and your Shopify checkout, and then automatically everything will be displayed in the relevant colors, in the relevant fonts, in the relevant sizes, even in the relevant language. So if you have a Japanese store and you just start up and you click start now, everything is going to be in Japanese. Everything that is customer facing is going to be in the relevant language. So that's something we worked very, very hard to implement, and we were very happy that it worked. It was very hard, to be honest. But now it works, and we can see how it serves merchants. Merchants are just getting into the app. You just need to configure your like max discounting percentage. And then once you click publish, it's running in the background, it's working, and we see merchants that are getting 8% extra revenue just by clicking that one button. So that's one thing that I think we do best, not do best, but that is unique for our app. And another thing I think is we do have, I don't know if it's support, but we do have 24/7 live chat support. We do have, I think, the best segmentation options. So we build something we called triggers that allows you to display different upsell funnels or thank you pages based on specific properties about either the customer, the order, or the product purchased. And you can really use everything that is available on the Shopify API. It's kind of like Klaviyo in terms of segmentation just for your post-purchase funnels. And we see merchants are doing a lot of unique stuff about it. And I don't think this is something you can do with other apps. I mean, maybe in a basic way, other apps allows you to do it based on your basket cart value or the amount of items you get or a specific product. But we really dive deep into a lot of different things and a lot of different and or conditions from the Shopify API. It can be based on, order fraud analysis, or it can be based on customer tags or anything that you want, pretty much. You can do it based on the product weight or SKU or anything that you want. You can really go as deep as you want with it. Yeah, and I think as for the thank you page, I really think that we are by far the most advanced in terms of customization. Mm-hmm. We really make sure that you can customize everything that you want, also in the post-purchase offers, but just in the thank you page, I think we have a bigger gap compared to different solutions. But yeah, we really care about customization. We try not to make decisions for merchants. We work really hard on our defaults to make sure that the default will generate the best results for you. But if you want to change something, anything, you can do that. There is nothing that you cannot change with Reconvert. I mean, unless it's mandatory by Shopify, obviously.
Yeah. I just wonder why, maybe this is a self-explanatory question, but I wonder why the thank you page is so important and why customers are so engaged with the thank you page.
So yeah, the thank you page, there are a few reasons for it. First of all, when you just completed the checkout process and you completed the order, you have this feeling that you're excited and you're happy because you just made the purchase. And now you're way more, like, it's been very hard to take the credit card out. But now that it's out, you'll feel more at ease to use it again. But not only that, you'll be more to comply to anything that the merchant is going to ask. The most important thing about this page is that it comes after the purchase has been completed. So there is zero chance of it hurting your conversion rate. So, one of the issues with upselling, and, you know, if you look at performance, yes, obviously, if we add different widgets to the thank you page, it's going to come in exchange for lower performance for the thank you page. But I mean, if your conversion rate is zero, then you should add things over there. And one of the concerns merchants have, obviously, specifically large merchants, is about performance. And they don't want to upsell things pre-checkout because they're afraid it's going to hurt performance. And every second, you know, is major in terms of conversion. And not only that, I mean, if you add more things to your cart, you are less likely to complete the checkout. But if you do this after the purchase, you have zero risk of losing a customer or anything like that. So that's one thing. And I think the other thing about your thank you page that most merchants maybe don't understand. On average, and this is from our data, customers are getting back to the thank you page 2.7 times per order. Okay, dropshipping store, it's even more. It's like 4 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because dropshippers usually dropship from China, and then, you know, shipping times takes longer. And the thing that merchants forget is that Shopify by default, using the transactional emails, you know, all the order confirmation email, shipping confirmation email, all of these by default get the customer back to the thank you page, okay? And then you get extra options to reconvert him again. And you can really customize it. With Reconvert, you can display a different thank you page for an order based on fulfillment status. So you can decide that you want to display a different offer if the order was already shipped, for example. Not only that, we also add like a tracking widget that is very simple. With a single click, you can track your order status and see where it's at. Yeah, we're trying to really optimize the entire post-purchase experience and not just drive extra revenue. That's why this page is so important.
Yeah. I was reading an article recently too, and they were talking about, you know, like highly effective thank you pages and what sort of things. It's interesting because this article very clearly, even subconsciously, is really discussing Reconvert, even though they don't call it out directly, but, you know, they mention things like always be selling. They say it's an ideal time for a call to action because the customer is already primed for action because they've already made a purchase. They already have a trust in you, and there, you know, some opportunities of cross-selling, recommended products. You can promote some original content on those pages, which is interesting. The social sharing option is interesting. Referral options, it continues to establish more trust and credibility because you can get reviews and recommendations. You can build your email list. You can get closer to the customer because you can grab their birth date for surprise and delight kind of in the future. There's so many things that industry agrees with you that people are going to the thank you page. Shopify is auto-directing you there anyways. So why not have a more advanced page and maximize the physical real estate that's available on that page versus the generic one that Shopify just gives you out of the box?
Yeah, and I mean, there's 100% impression share and view rate on that page. If you look at emails, you're working super hard to get, like, I don't know, 40% open rate and like 3% click rate, the numbers in Reconvert looks completely different, like so much higher. 100% of your customers will view this page at least once. So you need to optimize it. You're already paying so much money to drive customers into your store. Make sure that you utilize all of your real estate. And it's not just about the thank you page. There are a lot of places that merchants tend to ignore. It can be your transactional emails. It can be your 404 page that in most stores is just empty. Why don't show, welcome to a 404, a special discount unlocked for the next 20 minutes, get 15 extra percent off or whatever. So you can do that. There's a lot of places where merchants don't implement personalization, for example, or neglect, like the checkout, I think. If you look at shipping methods, for example, you can really easily customize it because you already have the customer name, you already have his address. You can really customize it and take it to the next level by split testing it, for example. So if you take the same shipping method and try split test a few different price points, you can generate so much revenue just from shipping. This is just an example. I mean, you work so hard on your emails to split test different subject lines to see which one gets the most open rate. You wouldn't do the same for your shipping methods. There's so many places where they're just getting neglected and they're very easy to optimize. Your order tracking page, there are a lot of places that I think merchants are kind of forgetting, and that's a shame. The thank you page is just another one of them.
Love it. So let's pivot a bit to a story. I think, you know, we're entrepreneurs, we're marketers. A lot of people listening to this episode today, 10,000 some people are listening in. And, you know, I believe like it's this education and the inspiration from a story that I believe can really help motivate all of us and think, hey, and maybe put themselves in that position saying, hey, they did that. I wonder if my business could also get value out of, you know, being in a similar vertical. And so hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it would be great if you could kind of share a recent journey of a Shopify brand that has implemented Reconvert. Maybe what was their life before Reconvert? So using the default Shopify thank you page, somehow found you, implemented it, and then, you know, what's their journey been like on the other side of like kind of executing with the platform?
First of all, there are a lot of stories. I can only share the ones that agreed for us to share the story. So if you're looking for more stories, you can check out the case studies page on our website. We have a bunch, but I must say they're all still with the old, we call the Reconvert 2.0 version without the post-purchase one-click upsells. We're now working on some new case studies. Stay tuned. It's going to be there soon. One good example, I think, would be Lucid, the smart sunglasses brand. So they agreed to do this case study, and the founder, Harrison Gross, he said that with Reconvert, everything is, I quote him here, with Reconvert, everything is graded towards getting that extra revenue. For merchants, it's pretty much extra revenue for no extra work. And I think what he means by that, again, it's the process in which he got started using the app. It was very fast, just one or two clicks, and it was ready to go. Used our best practices. Also, in my experience, every time that merchants change our best practices, their conversion rate and success rates are going down, but you know, it's their decision eventually. And I think that the reason they wanted to use Reconvert, they were keen on upselling customers. Obviously, every store wants, but they were afraid of hurting conversion rates and hurting performance for the store. And you know, as I mentioned, they really liked the fact that they have zero chance of losing customers or hurting their conversion rate because of Reconvert. And it worked really well for them. And again, this is before the one-click post-purchase apps are driving even much, much, much better results. And their results were, I think, the AOV from the thank you page was a little over $100. The ROI, I think that's an average, a little over 4,000% in terms of ROI. So you get about $40 for every dollar you spent. That's, I think, an average for mid-sized stores. Usually the bigger you are, the better ROI you're going to get from the app. And
yeah,
then
just data.
And then in terms of growth in revenue, their revenue grew a little over 5% just from the app. And I can tell you that, Steve, and this is something that I think I told you earlier, we really believe that attribution should be as accurate as possible. As merchant, I was pissed at apps that tried to attribute every single dollar that got through my checkout to their own app. And then you can't make a smart decision if you want to stick with this app or not. And we worked very, very hard to have as close to perfect attribution as possible. If an extra dollar wasn't generated, we're not sure that it was generated by Reconvert, we will not attribute it to your store. And we have an activity report, very advanced analytics. You can scroll down in the dashboard and see everything that happens. You can see which customer did what, when, and what was the results and the value of that action. So we never will say that we generated something if we're not sure about this. I can proudly say that if they got extra 5 or 6% revenue, it's definitely because of our app and not any other factor.
Love it. I'm going to make sure I put a link to that brand, that smart sunglasses brand, Lucid. It's actually pretty neat. I have not seen them before, and they have some great Bluetooth kind of interesting technology with their sunglasses. So give them a little shout out here on the podcast. Check them out. It's Lucyd. Very interesting. Very, very cool. So thank you for sharing that story. It sounds like we should probably maybe talk a little bit about other products that you have built, because I think, you know, since the last time we spoke, a couple years have passed. And I think, you know, Reconvert is definitely your most popular and your first, but I also believe that there's been, well, I know that there are other solutions now. You've been quite busy building others. Are you able to get just maybe a high level overview of the other apps you're building, just so people understand kind of your company and kind of what you're doing outside of Reconvert?
Yeah, sure thing. So as I mentioned, there is the first app we built before Reconvert. The name is Shipping Tags. It allows you to add some personalization to your shipping rules, and it allows you to define shipping methods and rates based on product tags. Not super advanced, but it's great for smaller stores or simpler stores. And yeah, it's working. It's out there. The other one that we're really excited about, the name is EasyCall, and it's basically allowing businesses to build online call center within minutes. So you just log into the app and then you can buy a phone number from any country you want. It can be a toll-free, you can search for specific numbers, and then you can invite your agents and have the call center up and running within seconds. And we also have integrations with Gorgias and Crisp to allow you to automatically assign. It's kind of like the AirCall integration, but it's a little more advanced because it's allowing you to automatically connect your agents, the EasyCall agents, to the Gorgias agents, and then it's automatically assigning the call to the agent who answered the call. You can also choose to automatically close tickets that have been, if the call was answered, you can also auto tag these call, these tickets, based on actions happened in the call. So the integration is a little bit more advanced there, but the product itself is still pretty early. We still have a lot of things to build, but we're working very hard on it. Another one would be Carty. This is an app we actually acquired about a year and a half ago, and it's just doing mostly cart recovery, but, you know, marketing automation. We had Facebook Messenger, but we removed it, and we have web push notification, email, and SMS. And the beautiful thing about Carty, I think, compared to other apps, and this is why it's a better fit maybe to smaller stores, is that it allows you to set up all these automations with a single click. So like a pop-up to collect different subscribers, and all the automations based on best practices with a single click. And the reason we invested in this app is because, as merchant, I remember how much revenue I lost because I didn't have the time and power to deal with these automations, to set up, you know, cart recovery flows and all of that. So I wanted to make it easier. There are a lot of merchants that kind of getting started with Klaviyo like 2 or 3 years after they getting started because they never found the time and energy to do that, and they're losing on a bunch of campaigns and a lot of automation. So we try to set it up very easily. And the last one is Order Merger. It's an app that allows you to automatically merge 2 or more orders based on conditions and rules that the merchants define. So every time a new order comes in, it checks if it's eligible for a merge and then automatically merge it with a different order.
Oh, nice. So have a little bit of logic behind that, because I know that like editing an order has been a pain for a lot of people. They place an order and then they get their confirmation email and then they're calling customer service. And how do you edit the order? And then yours is another way around where we're actually joining two together if there's certain criteria is met. So very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm glad that you're expanding your horizons into other areas and solving more problems. And obviously with Reconvert 3.0, with the post-purchase connections with those new APIs from Shopify, I think it's fabulous. I think there's lots of opportunity in that area. So kudos to that. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but I'm just very curious about, you know, the future of Reconvert and the Stelio Apps company. Are you able to share maybe a North Star? I mean, we're moving into 22 very soon. We're in Q1 right now, but we're moving into 22 and beyond. Just curious about any partner alignment or innovation. Just end of the day, I just like to understand what you're going to do to continue to help impact the most important KPIs for a brand.
So yeah, obviously we do have a guideline, which is one question we keep asking ourselves all the time. And that is, how are we going to help merchants generate more revenue? From my experience, everything that really is accurate and is reliable and simple to use for merchants and generates revenue will be used by merchants. So this is always what we ask ourselves when we want to build new features. That's what we ask ourselves when we try to think about defaults, or we try to communicate with merchants. That's what we ask ourselves, even with support and everything. So definitely that's the one question we ask ourselves. Another guideline we have is, you know, staying with the mothership. We love Shopify. We're trying to be as good of a partner as we can for Shopify. We try to go by the rules, let's call it this way, and you could feel my air quotes, I guess. Back in the day, we saw, for example, a lot of apps that are external solutions for Shopify, and we really wanted to stay in the platform so that everything that changes, we make sure we support it and we try to move along with the platform and not against it by any chance. So there are always new APIs coming up, and whenever something new is coming out, we try to build for it in a way that supports our current merchants and our future merchants, and try to build it in a way that is customizable for them, but, you know, keeping the most effective possible. And then, yeah, whenever new APIs comes up, that's one thing. And the second thing would be, you know, we're definitely looking into offering some pre-purchase solutions for upselling or cross-selling for merchants. So that's definitely coming up this year. Yeah, that's all I can tell for now.
Beautiful. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that. So how can people learn more about Reconvert and all the other apps you have available? Where would you like to direct our listeners today?
So you can head over to our website, reconvert.io, and find out more. We have an active blog there, tons of useful content for merchants. You can also just type upsell in the Shopify App Store and we'll come up. Or you can just head over to just type in Stelio Apps in the Shopify App Store and you'll find all of our apps over there.
Okay, beautiful. I'll make sure I have all this updated in the show notes. And I understand that you would like to offer a little, I guess I'd call it a listener-only bonus or a promotion for those listening today that may want to take Reconvert for a spin.
Yeah, definitely. And to thank you also. To thank you, we wanted to give something that is exclusive for your listeners, because you gave us a shot back in the day when nobody really, we were still nobody in the ecosystem.
Very true.
So. Yeah, so that's definitely also for you. And what we wanted to do is to just double the trial period for your listeners from 30 days to 60 days. The reason we're doing that is because we believe in long-term relationships, and we know that the numbers speaks for themselves. Everybody, like, I just want people to try it. It's not good. Just, you know, feel free to just leave. And I do know that it just works and it's simple. So I let the product speak for himself. And also, again, with long-term relationships, it takes time to build data. It takes time to understand that a product works for you and do the relevant changes or optimization to really get where you want to be. We do have a lot of merchants that are with us since 2018. And a lot of apps, I feel like they're trying to grab revenue as soon as possible before the merchants leave. I don't want merchants to leave. I want merchants to know with a full certainty that when they get the app, like after a while, they will never even think about removing it, because it works and it's generating extra revenue and it's a no-brainer. You know, I see a lot of, especially bigger stores, they install the app and in the same day they pay for like 3 years of using the app.
We just had
one store that installed the app yesterday and already generated, it's a Shopify Plus brand, and they generated a little over $6,000 extra with the app in a single day. The app works and we do our best to support everyone. So yeah, 60 days. Free trial, check it out. If you don't like it, please let me know. I'll be happy to to do anything I can do to help and make it better.
Absolutely. No, I massively appreciate that. I mean, really, 60 days gives you a lot of opportunity to see the value of what it can actually do. And it's not going to cost you any money at all to add it on. All the widgets are there that are available. I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, when you actually look and see that, you know, there's over 40,000 stores are trusting the solution. There's like almost 3,000 five-star reviews in the Shopify App Store. Like, that means something. That's very impactful of kind of what the application is doing for other brands. So you got a couple months to give it a whirl. I have many brands that are also on Shopify Plus that are also using Reconvert. And so I know it works. So please give it a whirl. And just, if anything, it's going to help you. And think about the 3.0 version coming with the post-purchase upsell opportunities. I think it's another area that's pretty exciting. So I just want to thank you, Eric, for coming on the show today. I know that's very late for you in Tel Aviv right now, but, and I mentioned this at the green room before recording today, it's just like, you know, where, you know, there's talent and where people are solving some like challenging problems for Shopify brands, like, I have to record these conversations because I believe that you're impacting the Shopify ecosystem like significantly. And I just wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank Ruth for coming on, being so gracious a couple years ago to allow the recording. I'm glad I've had a tiny bit of impact to help you just get some awareness and some consideration for your solution over the years. And I'm glad we finally got you on for a second recording. And I'm looking forward to next year getting you on again, because I know there's going to be some more iteration and some more stories to talk about. So thanks again for sharing your vision and giving back.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And I just apologize for everybody listening for my poor English. I'm doing my best here.
That's okay. No, this is fabulous. All right, Eric, have yourself a great evening.
All right, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye, everyone.
Now, this episode was brought to you by the team at Rewind. The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. The truth is, they don't. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. The Rewind app should be the first thing you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or even collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. It's trusted by over 100,000 businesses, large and small. So enjoy peace of mind and install the Rewind app today. And make sure to respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the e-commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Learn more by checking out Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.